Sachem Paraches Mishnah Dalad. Hamemane imo achirim bechelko. If somebody has one portion in the Korban Pesach, so he's one out of 10 guys, and one-tenth of the carbon belongs to him, and he decides to register additional people against his chelek. So he gets 10% of the carbon, and he registers another 5 guys to take from his 10%. Rishon b'nei chavura litin lo eshalo, then the members of the chavura can give him his 10%, then give him what he wants, his portion, but they can refuse to allow new guys into the group because they didn't allow these guys in. You didn't have final refusal on these guys. You didn't know they were coming. And so you can say, here's your portion. And you can eat separately with your people, but we didn't say yes to your people. We don't have to let them sit with us. So he can divvy it up with them, but they could refuse to give him any extra, that's for sure. V'u'achal mishalo, and he can eat separately his own, and the other 9 guys have their own chabura, and they say, we don't want that guy. We don't want him and his 5 friends. We didn't ever invite all of them to come. This Mishnah, like the earlier one that we did, believes that you can have one Pesach, 2 chaburos, and it's not considered any kind of a problem. Paraches Mishnah Hey. Zav shera'a shtei re'iyos. A Zav saw 2 re'iyos, had 2 discharges. If a Zav has one of these unusual emissions, it's different texture, color, what have you, than ordinary ones, and he experiences 2 of them in 1 day, or on 2 consecutive days, then he is especially Tameh, and he has to count 7 clean days with no more Ziva, with no more discharge, goes to the mikvah on the 7th day, and then on the 8th night, he becomes cleansed of his Tumah. On the other hand, if he had 3 discharges on 1 day, 2 days, 3 days in a row, 1 discharge each day for 3 days, then his 7 days of Tahara and then his mikvah and then his 8th night, that's enough to be able to eat Truma. But to be able to bring Karbanos and go to the Beis HaMikdash, then not only does he have to count the 7 clean days, but he has to bring a Karban first. Till he brings his carbon, he's called a mechusar kapara, somebody who hasn't had his carbon yet. He lacks his kapara, his atonement, so he's not totally cleansed yet. So this would be a zav. If a zav only saw ordinary balkeri, an ordinary discharge, then he goes to the mikvah immediately, he's tamei until that night, so it could even be just a half a day, and then he can eat karbanas, he can eat truma, and go into the Beis HaMikdash. So this guy saw 2 re'iyos. 2 discharges where he has to wait the 7 days, go into the mikvah on day 7, and then on the night of the 8th, he can eat from karbanos. He doesn't have to bring a karban, though, because he only saw 2 re'iyos. Then shochten ola bashvi. If his 7th day came out on Erev Pesach, when they're going to shecht for him, then by Pesach time, the 8th night, he'll be allowed to eat it. But only if he went to the mikvah before the shechita of this karban. If he didn't go to the mikvah, and he's not already just waiting for that night, all he's waiting for is zman, then he can't eat the carbon pesach, they can't shecht for him. Ra'a shalosh, but if he experienced 3 re'iyos of ziva, then he's got to wait 7 days, and he's got to bring a carbon first, and only then can he wait for the 8th night to be cleansed. Then if he saw 3, shochtan ola bashmini shalo, you can shecht the carbon pesach for him on the 8th day. He has to wait until the 8th day turns out to be Erev Pesach, because he has to wait for his Mechusar Kapara. Even if he hadn't brought his Kapara yet, but the carbon had been selected and handed over to the Kohanim, so we can assume that they're going to take care of him that day. But because on day 7, he still has to wait for day 8 to bring his carbon, he went to the mikvah, he has to wait for that night, he can't bring his carbon until the next day, can't bring karbanos at night, he certainly can't have the carbon Pesach shechted for him on the assumption that tomorrow he'll bring his carbon and have the carbon can't do it. Only if the 8th day is the day when he hands over his carbon, has the Kohanim ready to go, we assume the Kohanim will take care of his business properly, that they're going to bring his carbon, he already handed it over, he already went to the mikvah, now all he's waiting for is that night, assuming his carbon is brought properly. So then, on the 9th night, which is now Pesach, he can eat. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. A woman, on the other hand, who is a Zava, when she has her period for 1 day during the time when she is a Zava, then she has to keep what they call 1 clean day after that. If she's already a Zava anyway, and then she sees Dam, then 1 clean day is enough, and she can go to the mikvah, and she can eat that night. If the second day fell on Erev Pesach, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she's observing one day against another day, then Shochetin Allah Basheni Shela. You can shech the Karban Pesach on the second day if that comes out on Erev Pesach, and she can register on the Karban Pesach, even though at the time that they shech the Karban, she still has to wait for that nighttime. So she's akin to the Zav that we were describing. The last day, you go to the mikvah, and then you wait for nightfall. She's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She only needed one clean day, and she's good to go. But Rasa Shnei Yomim, if she saw Dam on 2 days in a row, then she needs a third day, one clean day, and then that night she'll be able to eat. So Shochetin Aleho Bashlishi, on her clean day, on the day when we assume that by that night she'll be fine to eat, we can shecht for her then too. But Vahazava, she's a Zava Gedola, she saw Dam on 3 days in a row during the 11-day time period when she can become a Zav, using all of the different kinds of calendars that a woman would use every month. So now she has to wait 7 clean days, go to the mikvah on the 7th day, and bring a carbon on the 8th day. So in such a case, Shochetin Aleho Bashmini, we treat her like we treated a major Zav, and we say that on the 8th day is when the carbon's going to be brought. If she handed the carbon over to the Kohanim and it's ready to go, all she has to wait for now is nightfall, then you could shech the carbon Pesach for her, even if we know that her carbon had not necessarily been shechted yet. But she gave it to the Kohanim, and we trust that it will. So in the case of these Zavim, a Zav or a Zava, we depend on whether A, she will be completely finished with everything except waiting for nightfall at the time that the Karban Pesach is going to be brought, and B, at that nightfall, will they be kosher to eat the Karban? So they can be registered earlier, even if they're doing the registration a little bit before you finish all of your Zav preparations. But only if it works out with that 8th day will you be able to do it properly. If the Erev Pesach came out on the 7th day, so on the next day you would still need to first bring the carbon and wait for the 9th day at night, oh, then forget it. Only if it's the 8th day can they get away with this kind of prearrangement.